Listen and look. There is one example.
Good morning, children. We're going to visit a museum next week. Do you remember? You need to tell your parents about it, so listen carefully.
Are we going to go there on the train, Miss Fish?
Yes, that's right, David. We'll all walk to the station from the school together that morning.
Great! It's going to be an exciting day.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
What time will we leave school, Miss Fish?
We have to leave here at 8 o'clock. Sorry, I know it's early, but we'll have more time at the museum if we leave then.
Does it take a long time to get there?
Yes, but the museum is very good. You'll see.
What's the name of the museum, Miss Fish?
It's called the Harding Museum. Write that down, please.
Is that H-A-R-D-I-N-G?
Yes, that's the right way to spell it.
And what will we see there? Will it be paintings like last time?
No, we're going to learn about insects at the museum. We're going to look at some, draw some, and find out a lot of things about them. It will be very interesting for you.
Wow! It sounds excellent. Can we buy our lunch there, too?
No, there's no cafe there, so this is important. You must all bring a snack with you to eat at midday. Don't forget.
Okay. And what must we wear that day? Can we wear jeans?
No, you're not in school that day, but you must still wear your uniform. You're going to have a very good day there, David. Don't forget to tell your parents all about it, children. Now open your math books, please. We've got lots of work to do this morning.